what, first of all, got you to go out to the South Pacific after that tsunami? I mean, why'd you do it?
Well, I had just come back from examining some weather work, and that was in early January, and I had some postings on my page, and I identified what convinced me that there was weather manipulation occurring in the early, this was January 1st. I was out also over the Pacific measuring satellite influence on weather systems, specifically one that was dragged down from Oregon to southwest right of California, and it sat there, and there's a currently a system, the same type of system that's just sitting there. It's a cyclonic storm which is pulling moisture off the Pacific and dragging it into California. So my question is, are these storms hitting California man-manipulated? They certainly look like it to me. But then to answer your question, the whole issue of tsunamis came up, and like I tell people, when you hear me talk, it's not because I read it in a book or looked on somebody else's web pages, because I went there myself and studied it. So I went to the South Pacific to look at tsunami breaches that have occurred in the past, and then also to look at the ones that are sitting there ready to go now.
And that could include hitting us on the eastern coast, right?
Right. The one, there are some of the tsunamis are directional in that the backwash would actually hit the island, the volcanic island that they left, blocking it in a sense from going in that direction, and that would reverberate as a double wave going in that direction. Some of them are pointed southwest, some are pointed north, but the ones from Kamchatka, I always have trouble pronouncing that, in the peninsula up in Russia, mm-hmm. then the Aleutian Islands, the Hawaiian Islands, especially the big island of Hawaii, has some pointed directly at the west coast of the U.S. And these are 5 to 6 hours out in time, and these are mega tsunamis. And this term comes from the geologists who have been studying this, and I also wanted to give credit to the people who somewhat directed me, guys like Gary McMurtry and Walter Dudley, University of Hawaii geologists, and other geologists who have studied this extensively and have written papers and have been somewhat of a silent voice in the background, and now finally they're getting a little bit of airtime. But
is it your opinion, though, Jim, that something is happening to this planet, whether it's starting to crack from within or whatever it's doing, something dramatic is happening?
Here is my statement on all of this, including global warming. We are coming out of an ice age, and that ice age didn't just happen by itself. It's one of the great mysteries of Earth science, geology, climatology, whatever, is how did Earth all of a sudden become embroiled in a major ice age, and these have happened in the past, but it's not just an ice age. Many other things happened at that time. We had a physical pole shift of the Earth, and many authors have talked about this. I've talked about relocating the old North Pole, which is in fact, the U.S. Geological Survey recently finished a study of where the old Laurentian ice cap was, and it's centered around a point south of James Bay up in Canada. And when I talk about it, I talk about it being north of the state of Michigan, mm-hmm. in Canada. But the bottom line is the Earth is relaxing from a major event that happened many thousands of years ago, and I don't put a date on it.
Now, what do you mean by relaxing?
What happened is a large celestial object came near Earth, did not collide, sent a gravitational wave into Earth, and all of the details of this, of course, I have a couple chapters in my recent weather book, but there was an influx of water. We were blocked from the sun's radiation for about probably a 20 to 40 day period as we moved through this comet tail, and that's when the ice age occurs. That's what caused the ice age. It's what caused the pole shift. And also in my study of tsunamis, what I really gained an understanding of is how these plates can shift over one another, but it takes energy to do that. They just simply don't do it by themselves. So there's many myths that have been generated by
Something has to jumpstart this?
Something has to cause it. Just let's take plate tectonics. Geologists draw pictures and they have subduction and plates moving up and over each other. But if you look at the physics of it, there's no force that can cause a planetary plate to move sideways. There's simply no force. I mean, you can draw all the pictures you want, but a physicist has to go back to ultimate causes, and there is no force that can create sideways movement on a continental shelf. This is a long, detailed description, but the bottom line is we, as an Earth, as a planet, we are relaxing from a major celestial event. And as we actually get back to normal, after the Ice Age occurred, there was a very long, gradual increase in temperature.
Right.
And then the melting of the glaciers, which we are seeing.
Which is happening now. As a matter of fact, I saw a picture just a few days ago of before and after of the last 50 years. And it's amazing. What was a frozen tundra-looking area is now, just loaded with vegetation and the lake, and everything seems to have receded in terms of ice.
Right. And that is what I call relaxing from this event. Not until scientists in evolutionary biology, in geology, in planetary science, in climatology, not until they understand what happened and what we are really doing will the total picture come to light here.
Are we going to get more and more of these major events that we're getting, these volcanoes? I mean, Mount St. Helens, I thought was going to go this year. We'll have to watch and see what happens. But are we going to get more of these, more volcanic eruptions, more tsunamis, things like that? And even here in California, you talk about strange weather, Jim. It hasn't rained out here since 1883 like this, and I think it's going to pass that record. What's going on here?
Well, I believe there's a combination of natural effects, which are the jet streams, the thing that is not included in any weather model, and in fact, the BBC and India Daily just came out with articles stating that around the world, weather prediction models, even on a daily basis, even to predict something as simple as temperature, are off completely. They're totally out of whack with reality, even on a next day basis. And so the bottom line is there are two things going on. One, meteorologists don't understand that the electric fields passing by us every day in space from the sun, the electrical component, is a major factor. And the number two, meteorologists simply don't understand the concept that I just talked about, that we are coming out of a major change. That hasn't been factored in. There's a myth that the sun puts out exactly the same amount of energy every day.
That's not true.
No, it's not true at all. So how can you have a thing called climate when the sun is variable on a daily basis?